Here's connection point number two. Being gifted by God doesn't make you immune to bitter life experiences. If you're currently at Mara, a bitter place, ask yourself, how am I responding to my difficulties? Am I turning toward God or running away from Him? Will I ask Him to help me not waste the pain? Or will I try to get as quickly and as far away as possible from this horrible situation, even if it means I don't learn anything worthwhile in the process? Do you know, we can all choose our response. Every day when we get up, we can choose. We can say, am I going to be defeated by this horrible situation in which I find myself? Or am I going to win through and choose life? Am I going to be like Job's wife, who said to her husband in his suffering, why don't you just curse God and die? Put an end to it. Finish it off. Or will we say with the psalmist, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. It's our choice, cursing or blessing. We can choose, even at Mara, even in the difficult, bitter circumstances of life where things have gone sour, we can choose how we're going to respond, to curse God and run away from Him, or to bless God and draw near to Him. Miriam was gifted not only in wisdom, in prophecy, but also in leadership. Let's turn to Micah chapter 6 and verse 4. And this is what the verse says. God is speaking to the people and he says, I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. Some other versions say, I sent Moses, Aaron and Miriam to lead you. Now, some people suggest that Miriam was a leader of the women, and they get this from Exodus 15:20 that we've already looked at, where it says that all the women followed her with tambourines and dancing. Certainly, that is true up to a point, but it's not clear that her leadership gift was limited only to women. According to Jane Kice, and I quote, a person with the gift of leadership has the ability to motivate, coordinate, and direct the efforts of others in doing God's work. Listen again. A person with the gift of leadership has the ability to motivate, coordinate, and direct the efforts of others in doing God's work. Notice, leaders don't do it all. Those with the gift of leadership inspire vision by setting goals and then communicating them to others. Leaders who want to be effective in God's service must first allow themselves to be led by God. Listen to what Hebrews 13 and verse 17 says. Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they know they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this joyfully and not with sorrow. Here's connection point number three. Being gifted by God goes hand in hand with accountability. We are answerable to God for how we use our gifts, you know. Every single follower of Jesus Christ is gifted by God in at least one area. Do you know what your gift is? Are you using it in the service of others? Now, we've seen Miriam with her three different types of gifts, but despite her giftedness, she was a flawed human being. There came a point, and it's forever recorded in the Bible, I'm afraid, where she blotted her copybook. Are you surprised? Remember, Miriam was a real person. So where did this blotting of the copybook take place? Well, let's turn now then to Numbers chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife. Has the Lord, because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now, notice the order of names there. Right at the beginning of chapter 12, verse 1, it says Miriam and Aaron. Her name comes first. And also, the verb spoken, because they began to talk against Moses, this business of talking against Moses, criticizing Moses, in the original language, it is the feminine form of the verb that's used. So this suggests that Miriam was the main speaker. It sounds, in fact, like she was the instigator. There was an apparent reason for griping against Moses, and a real reason for griping against him. The apparent reason was that he had married a Cushite. They didn't like the person whom he had married. They were finding fault with him in his choice of marriage partner. Now, presumably his first wife Zipporah had died, and Moses now had taken another wife, someone from Cush. This was perfectly acceptable. There were some peoples that God had said to the Israelites, you must not marry or intermarry with these people. But the people from Cush were not amongst those that they were forbidden to marry. So Moses wasn't doing anything wrong here. But this was really the apparent reason. It was a smoke screen. You know what it's like sometimes. You know, you might find yourself or hear somebody else saying, I don't like his accent. Or, I don't like the way she dresses. And you think, is that really the thing that you have against the person? Or is that a smokescreen? Is there something deeper? Is there something else that's motivating you to focus on what someone's voice sounds like or the type of clothes that somebody's wearing? Because here, you see, there was a real reason for Miriam and Aaron griping against Moses. And I think it's more clearly seen in verse 2, where they say, has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Hasn't he also spoken through us? A little bit of envy, perhaps, coming out there. Because Moses was in a special position. Let's carry on and read another few verses from Numbers chapter 12. Let's go to verse 6 and read through to verse 8. God is speaking to Aaron and Miriam at this point, and he says, listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? There seems to have been an element of discontent in Miriam and Aaron. Perhaps they were beginning to have too high an opinion of themselves. Remember, Miriam was a very gifted lady. But was she beginning to use her gifts to puff up herself rather than build up the people? So she badmouthed Moses. Where does bad mouthing come from? It comes from a bad attitude. What we say reflects what's already in our hearts and minds. So they griped and gossiped about Moses behind his back. But the end of verse 2 there says, and the Lord heard this.